AO4 DJW. AO4 VDW.
WW4 DJW. I'm headed that way.
See when you get here. KO4 VDW, clear.
Alright, are you there already?
Rush, I've wrapped up a little bit early and I've got the Jaguar, I can power it up. And if we want to try the mic, wouldn't take a second, but I've been working on that.
They're the same. I think one was for the other HF STR portable QRP rig. There's two of them, the G90 and another one, and I think they both use the same mic, so they probably will, either one of them will probably work.
Right, I looked at it online. I mean, they both look identical, and they look to the one that came in the stock image, so I would assume it's all good.
Think about that, huh? We had a lot going on yesterday. Put it up, did the display look like you thought it was going to?
Looks good. I've actually got an old fire stick antenna that I was able to tune to 10 meters. So I messed around with it and actually found a couple of bands that the auto tuner could get it in. So I called a couple of conversations and everything seems to be working fine.
So far, so good with Robert's radios. Everything he had was working so far, except for a few handhelds whose batteries are just too far gone to charge. So that's not too bad.
Kind of excited. I'm ready to get in. There's a lot of functions that I think I'm aware of, but I'm not sure how exactly to get them to work. So it took me a minute to actually get the waterfall up and all that stuff. I think it was like stuck in CWD code, and somehow I got it off that. I was just kind of pushing buttons, moving around.
So I don't know if you heard yesterday afternoon, you might have been back at work, but NY4G Ariel came on the radio, and I talked to him for a little while about mountaintop activations and, you know, being a soda goat. And I think he's ready to get back into that again. He's been away from it for a while, too, doing other things. And he said he'd let me know next time he went to go activate a mountaintop. I told him, I'm not in as good a shape as he is. I might hold him back. He said that doesn't matter. He wasn't in as good a shape as he used to be. So if you want me to let you know when we go, I'll let you know.
Please do. I've got the Soda Watch app on my phone, and it identifies everything in our area that is in the database and tells you how many points there are and gives you some trail access info. So I've been looking. There's a few good ones around, so I'm not too far. But yeah, whenever you guys get ready to go, please just let me know. I'd love to join.
So I figure we can learn from the pro, and he's willing to put up with us tagging along, then we might as well take advantage of that opportunity. I'm about turning the parking lot now, so I'm going to pay attention to what I'm doing, but I'll be there in a minute. KO4 VDW, W4 DJW.
For DJW, KO4 HKX.
For HKX, W4 DJW, mobile.
I'm out here, just got off of 26 on to 29. Met with you sometime. I know you're mobile right now, so I don't mind waiting somewhere.
Home and pick it up, and then I can head out wherever you happen to be at that time. Let me know.
You know what's convenient for you. I'm just passing through, going over to Gary's to pick up those power supplies.
I have a reason to go over to Gary's, but I don't know that you could wait for me to get that far over there. I don't know that you want to put that long of a delay in your day. So you let me know.
I thought about stopping and getting some lunch. So it's okay with me if that's what you want to do.
And see if he's up to that. Because we talked about it yesterday, me showing him some stuff on the computer. But we'll see if he's up to it. Have you talked to him already today?
I have not. I just made contact with you to start making plans about meeting with everybody.
Let me know how that goes with him. I'm going to go home and I can get the radio and put it in my car. And Amy's home. She got home from Boise last night at midnight. So I got She's about to get up anytime. She slept in this morning because she traveled all day yesterday. So let me check with her on any plans that she has, and you check with Gary on what your plans with Gary are, and then we'll take it from there.
Roger that. I'll let you know. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 7-3.
Nice and warm out here, but wet and greener anyway. KO4HKX, W4DJW Mobile.
4DOS, KO4HKX. HKX, no contact. For DJW, KO4HKX.
KO4HKX, W4DJW.
Hey, I just got off the phone with Gary, and he's good with meeting for lunch if you want to do that. I'm figuring around 11:30 to 12 o'clock, somewhere in that neighborhood, because by the time I get over there, it'll be a while.
So that's an hour and a half from now? I can pick it over there by then. Let me talk to Amy, make sure she didn't have any plans. I think she's going to work, so she shouldn't have anything planned already that I don't know about, and I'll ping you back and let you know.
Roger that. You take care of KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 7-3.
This message I sent you yesterday come through?
I can't remember. Let me look.
You replied, and it was a short reply because you were driving. Yeah, it did. Okay. All right. I might text you there if I can't get you on the radio. KO4HKX, W4DJ, that'd be clear.
Yes, clear.
Hey, N4ZLK.
Okay, Shane, we are going to try to meet at the Five Guys there in front of Walmart on 123.
I might swing in there and say hello, but because I'll be out that way. It depends on when I get done.
Welcome. And that parking lot's big enough for you to get in because I have to worry about the same situation.
Of our stops, one of my lunch places occasionally. I like Five Guys.
I like their food, but man, they're getting pricey.
Well, the best hamburgers around, it's got to be expensive, right?
That's right.
I'm higher, so I don't go there all the time, but they are good.
More than I eat out, I'm not really worried about it.
The BMW.
That way, down to Michelin, not BMW, Michelin. But yeah. Sometimes it just goes that way.
Michelin, I'm sorry. Yeah, I heard you on your way down there. I was a little busy this morning, but I heard you guys, and didn't seem like you were down there long, but that's good, I guess.
Huge sale, but they made it worth my while driving down there. Let's put it that way. Down there, they're overly concerned about it. Me driving down there and not making any money, but I tell them all the time, look, throughout the year, y'all are more than paying for me to drive down here once or twice and not make any money. It all averages out. It'll be all right.
Spreads out, but it comes out in the wash. I think that's what they say. You don't do it weekly, but it comes out in the wash.
Man, is it nasty weather out here today.
Too, I'd almost rather it be cool if it's going to do it like this, because I try to wear a hat. I told you yesterday to keep the rain off my glasses, but my head gets too hot and I can't stand it. So 60 degrees, I know it doesn't seem that warm, but it can get warm doing this job.
The same way. I don't have to wear glasses, but I do wear a hat when it's raining like this, and I burn up.
Morning, but I threw a long sleeve shirt on over my short one, and I already took that off before I even finished my first delivery.
My jacket, I carried it with me just in case I needed it, but it's laying over in the seat, so I have a short sleeve shirt on again.
What's the radio? It's working, and we're going to be out of town, and I need to mount my antenna at the house. I went looking for my I got my analyzer out, and the batteries that are in there are old, so I took them out, and I can't find my cord. And I've got a carrying case and a cord and all that, or a pouch that goes over it. I know I've got it, but I was in a hurry this morning, so I didn't take a lot of time. But So I just packed it up. Beep, and I looked up and I wasn't transmitting. I'm not sure what happened.
Are you on the trip with you?
No antenna or a hookup in my wife's car yet. I probably won't put that one in there, but I'm actually thinking about putting it in my personal truck right now and taking the one out of there and making it more movable, maybe into my wife's car and back in the house. I'm not sure yet.
The wife let me put one in her car. She give in to it yet.
We'll probably get a glass-bound antenna that I've got one that just unscrews. So all she sees is, or she won't even notice the mount unless I put the antenna on it. And that way when I'm in the car, I can just put that on there. The range is not quite as good, but it still gives me dual band capabilities.
What kind of glass mount antenna you got there?
I had one on my excursion for years because that was what she normally drove around, but I'd use it on trips. I think it was an MFJ model. I got it from HRO. They had a couple different brands. This one was a little cheaper one. The one of them was over $100. This one was like $39 or $49. But I actually was able to take it off, put new sticky pads on it, and put it on my truck.
How well something like that would work? I mean, it works for cell service. I remember when they used to have it.
The only difference I noticed was reception, because it was quarter wave on 2 meter.
Be an option for her vehicle. Right now, I just use one of my HTs with a little antenna that just clips over the window, and you roll the window back up, and I use that.
You know, run your HT on that glass mount as well, and it just unscrews. The whole antenna just unscrews off of a threaded, almost like a nut that comes. That's on mounted on the antenna on the glass. There works really well.
Get it to, with no physical connection to pass through there. It looks to me like it would be no antenna at all on the outside, but I don't know.
Neither, other than it, you know, it's close. If something picks up, you know, picks up the signal and transfers it through. And, you know, the SWR was good and everything. It worked really well.
Have to check into that for her vehicle anyway.
When the antenna's taken off of it, it's not a tall antenna, but you just unscrew it, and it just, you'd have to really look for it, you know, depending on where you put it, I guess.
If I'm thinking right, it's just like one of the old cell phone antennas that you mounted on the glass.
You're right. Just a little bit longer, width.
Got to run the wire and hide it under the dash somewhere where she can't get to it.
Like on the back window, the rear window, and just ran it down under the floorboard up to the front. It comes with plenty of cable.
Well, like I said, I'll have to check into that. That's a good option. I just didn't know how well one of those would work.
I did over to my, my F-250, and I've got it on the back window, and I use it. It's like a backup, or if I bring a handheld in there for 440, because my radio right now is not a 440. I wouldn't want it for my permanent antenna if it was, you know, for my vehicle. But for that, where I'm, you know, I don't have to take a mag mount down or clip on or something like that, it's real convenient.
So we're using a mag mount on the excursion hooked to my Audi 5100.
For that, they work. I had mine mounted. I had a little bracket that I mounted under the hood. Right in front of the driver's side. It seemed to work really well.
My assumption was is that, you know, the mag mount's looking for a good ground plane. Well, the excursion's got, you know, 12 foot of roof up there. It should find plenty.
I agree with that, but the reason I did that was because she drove it all the time, and sometimes she'd go, you know, in a parking garage, or we go downtown and go in a parking garage. It just made it easier. I installed that one for the 10-meter mobile, and I was using the glass mount for 2-meter, but I did switch when I wasn't. When I took the 10-meter out, I'd run the 2-meter off of that side.
Into doing a, a lip mount, MNO mount antenna for the excursion, like you were talking about. I just hadn't had a chance to get it run yet with the weather and everything this winter. Always raining on the weekends.
3/4-inch hole in the roof of your excursion.
I'll pass.
Had two of them mounted, professionally done on the roof, and they're, you know, spread out from each other, but that's what I run my 2-meter off, and it works really well.
But I really don't want to have to pull the headliner down to do it, is my issue.
Myself, but it was already there, so I took advantage of it. Patrick, I'm backing into a dock, so I'll talk to you in a little while. N4ZLK.
Be careful out here on the roads today, and try to stay dry as much as you can. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear and monitoring.
HKX, 4DJW. 4DJW, clear.